Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to be in the house of the Lord.
Yes.
Glad to have God with us this morning.
Yes, help us along the way.
Yes.
I'm glad, like the song says, for all he's done.
Yes.
No way that we can, there's no way that we can even begin to praise the Lord for all his goodness, but we're still going to try because he's good to us, and we're glad about that.
Yes.
As always, I want you to pray for me.
Yes.
And I'm not just saying that. You can do it right now if you want to, right under your breath. Because we realize that anytime we're trying to do something for the Lord, the enemy's going to oppose us.
Yes.
The brother was singing the song, and he does know that song, but the enemy wants, he doesn't want that, and so he tries to oppose him. So he knows the song. It has nothing to do with that. He's just trying to oppose him.
Yes.
And so just like the enemy's trying to oppose that brother, he's going to try to oppose us. He's going to try to oppose you. If you're doing something for the Lord, he's going to try to get in the way, put a monkey wrench in it, try to cause some harm, some hurt. But by the grace and help of God this morning, we're going to go on for the Lord. We're going to please God. We're going to make heaven our home. If it's the last thing we do, praise God. May God help us this morning. This morning, I have a thought that the Lord gave me this week. The title would be Delayed Gratification. Again, I need you to pray for me because I want to get over what the Lord has given us, and then I want it to be a blessing and an encouragement to your soul, and so I'm asking for you to pray for me this morning. Delayed gratification. All right, so the text scripture would be in 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. We're not going to read that just yet, but that's the text that we're going to use for this discourse. But right now, we're going to do some definition. Delay means to, let me get my glasses on. Delay means to put off. That's one of the definitions. It means to postpone or slow. It means to defer for a period of time. It means to postpone, all right? And then gratify means a source of pleasure, something that pleases, something that gives satisfaction. And so then we put the two together. Delayed gratification is the act of resisting an impulse to take an immediately available reward in the hope of obtaining a more valued reward in the future. I want to read that again, and I want us to get a hold of what we're talking about this morning. It says, delayed gratification is the act of resisting an impulse to take an immediately available reward in the hope of obtaining a more valued reward in the future. Praise God. The ability to delay gratification is essential to self-regulation, self-control, and we'll put it in biblical terms, self-denial. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
You and I need to know that we're up against an enemy, and we need to understand that he's trying to deter us. He's trying to get us off track. He's trying to get us to accept something different than what God has for us. And so the end goal is to make heaven our home. The end goal is to be more like Christ. The end goal is to be what God would have us to be in these days and in these times with these difficulties that we have to face. And so may God help us. The enemy's going to come and he's going to give you an immediate reward. He's going to show you something that you could have if you wanted, but you can't have both. You got to either go to heaven and be for God, or you're going to take that immediate reward and be for something else. And so may God help us this morning to set our face like a flint and walk right up to the promised land. Yeah. Don't turn around to the things you left behind. Yeah. May God help us this morning. Our goal is heaven. It's a more value reward. Yeah. We have to successfully navigate this life in order to make it. There are obstacles. There are temptations. Yeah. There are distractions that will try to get us from our goals. They're consolation prizes, if you will. We don't want the consolation. consolation prize. We want that gold. We want that crown of life. May God help us this morning. And so we're going to look into what God has us this morning. I don't mean to keep us too long this morning by the help of the Lord, but I want us to be thinking about what do we want out of this life? And is what we want, is it going to deter us and push us away from what we ultimately want, or is it going to draw us closer to the Lord? May God help us this morning. May God help us. We need the Lord to help us. Somebody go to Revelation 3:11. The enemy is going to offer us an alternate prize, an alternate route. Don't let him steal your crown. Revelation 3:11. If you have it, go ahead and read, please.
Behold, I come quickly.
All right, he says he's coming.
Hold that fast, thou hast.
All right. Let no man take your crown. May God help us this morning. He says he's coming quickly. I think those words, whenever they were written, they were relevant then, and they're even more relevant now. Why? Because time has passed. Why? Because things are getting worse and worse. If you're paying attention to what's going on, the last days is here and it's now. It's already in the Bible. It's already was foretold. And so we know that that's what's going on. And so since that is the fact of the matter, then he's given us instructions. And he says, behold, I come quickly. I'm on my way. And hold fast to that which thou hast. Yes. If you have the Lord, hold fast to that relationship with God. Be close to the Lord. Don't give it up for something lesser, of lesser value. Don't give it up for an immediate reward. But hold on to what is good, and then go on for the Lord. And then it says, let no man take your crown. May God help us this morning. We want that crown of life. We want that eternal life with Christ Jesus and the Lord above. Only way we're going to do that is not getting distracted by the things that are presented to us down here, but keeping our eyes laser focused upon the prize. May God help us this morning. We want to have a mentality that we want to have the more value reward, and then we want to have that over and above that immediate reward. May God help us this morning. Delayed gratification. All right, so I'm on a journey as per usual, and I still haven't made it where I want to go. All right, I'm dieting and exercising. I have a diet. I don't know if I'm not doing very well with it, but you know, things in this life many times that are down here below, what they do is they parallel the spiritual.
Yes.
Right? And so I've got this goal. I want to lose this weight. I want to look better. I want to feel better in my body. I want to be healthier. I want to look better, whatever the case may be. And so I've set this goal, right? And so when you set a goal, you learn along the way that God, there's certain things that you're going to have to do in order to get to that goal. All right? And so don't get me wrong. I know some people would probably think of it's not very of very much value, but I would argue that if God gives you anything, then you need to value it.
Yeah.
You need to take care of it. You need to do what you can to put yourself in the best position in terms of what God has given us. So he's given us our mind, he's given our heart, our body, our soul. He's given us all of those things. And so we can't neglect those things. I've learned that through my life, and I've talked about this before, I've been guilty of neglecting my body. You know, that's no surprise, because at one time I was neglecting my soul as well. And so I believe that there are some parallels there. So anyway, what God has given me an understanding of is I can't go to him, or I shouldn't go to him and be praying about things that he's given me wisdom and knowledge and understanding of what I need to be doing in terms of this body.
Right.
He's already given me that understanding. And so I have to learn how to deny myself when I'm trying to get to this goal that I have. I can't neglect what he gives me and then be praying, Lord, I got this high blood. Lord, help us. Lord, help us. I'm not saying that you can't take care of your body and still end up with something that had nothing to do. You've done all that you've known to do and to understand. That can happen. I understand that. But if you haven't done that, then what should you do? Should you just neglect it? Should you just, may God help us.
Yeah.
And so God has dealt with me personally on that line, and I'm endeavoring by the help of the Lord to do that. But guess what? I've got to learn how to deny myself. I've got to learn how to say no to sweets and no to all these wonderful breads and pastas and all of those things. And when I say no, I'm not saying you can't eat them at all, but you do have to have temperance. Yes. And you have to have some kind of self-control when you're dealing with those things. And so the Lord has dealt with me about that. And so in the same way, God is telling us, if you're going to reach your goal, and this is why I bring that up, then you're going to have to do that in a spiritual way, most importantly.
Yes.
Most importantly, you're going to have to do that in a spiritual way. Let's go to 1 Corinthians 9 and 24 and through 27. Let's see what the Lord says about that. May God help us this morning. We're not going to be up here long, but we hope that we get a hold of what the Lord has for us this morning. 1 Corinthians 9, verse number 24. Read that for us, please.
All right. One receiveth the prize.
All right.
So run that he may obtain.
All right.
And every man that striveth for the master.
Okay.
Temperate in all things.
Yes.
Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown.
All right. All right, let's pause there and let's look at this, what the Lord is giving us here, giving us an understanding here through his word. It says here, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize, so run that ye might obtain. All right, so when you're in a race, you have a goal, right? And so one of the things that's going to deter you from being successful in that race is having a mindset. In this race, they're talking about one receiveth the prize. So you can go into the race with a mindset of, I just want to race. I just want to be in this thing. Or you can run, like the scripture is telling us, run that you might obtain the prize. Right? And so this parallels our Christian experience. All of us can obtain the prize, but we're not going to obtain the prize if we have, I just want to be in the race mentality. There's a certain way that we're going to have to run this race. We're going to have to run it with a mindset of what are the race instructions? What is the pathway that I have to go in? And if there's something that comes along that is different than what God has laid out for me, then I reject that and I go forward by the grace and help of God. What the enemy is going to do, he's going to be beside the race, right? We're all in this race. He's going to be one of the bystanders by the race, and he's going to have this shiny, nice-looking thing on the side of the race. And if you're not careful, you'll see that shiny thing, and you'll take a detour. And you'll go in that direction, and then you can't have both, can you? If you go in that direction, how are you going to get to your goal?
Right.
How are you going to get to your goal if you take a different reward, a different prize? And so you know what you say? You know what? If I'm supposed to have that, then I'm going to take a mindset of delayed gratification, and I'm going to get that thing over on the other shore. May God help us this morning. If it's for me to have, if God has it for me to have, because you know that there are lawful things that can deter us from going to heaven. There are things that I can want that God does not want for my life. And they can hinder me from going in the direction that God wants me to go. And so may God help us that my mindset is, Lord, what is it that you want for my life? I'm willing to do that, Lord, and I'm not going to get sidetracked by all these other different rewards, these prizes, these consolations that are out here. May God help us this morning. It says, know ye not that they which run a race, all of us run, but one receives the crown. So run that you may obtain. Have the mindset that you're going to win Christ, you're going to make heaven your home. Yeah. And verse number 25 says, every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown.
Yeah.
All right, and so in this scripture it's telling us that we're going to have to be temperate. Yeah. What does temperate mean? Anybody know what temperate means?
Mm-hmm.
Be balanced.
Yes.
All right. What's that?
Self-control.
Thank you. I appreciate that help. The quality of moderation or self-restraint.
Yes.
Self-denial is what it's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm in this race and I'm on my way to heaven, And I'm tempted to indulge in things in such a way that it takes away from me being what God would have me to be. Even if it's a lawful thing, that can hinder me in my journey on my way to heaven. May God help us this morning. A lot of times what we do is we think about things in terms of, is this okay?
Right.
Or is this not okay?
Uh-huh.
And we should be thinking in that way. But even this lawful thing, even this thing that is not sinful, if it is detracting,
right,
if it is stealing from my love for God, my obedience unto God, then we have to learn how to say no to that thing so that we can be successful as a child of God. And when I was a young Christian, one of the things that would hinder me in my journey is I wanted to play basketball 24/7. You can't play basketball 24/7 and then be spiritual too.
No.
I'm not telling you that you can't play basketball. What I'm telling you is, if you're going to be a child of God, then you got to have some restraint in those areas, even that are lawful and even that might be good for you.
Right.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
And so God had to teach me. And one of the ways that he taught me is he allowed things to happen to me where I couldn't play basketball. He did that for me, and I'm glad that he did that. I wasn't glad then, but I'm glad now, because what's more important? What's more important? What am I going to value when it's time for me to leave here? What am I going to be worried about? How many points I scored in the last game? What am I going to be worried about?
Yeah.
What people think about me over at the gym?
No.
I'm not going to care about that at all. I want to go to heaven.
Yeah.
And God knew that. And so he did that for me. And I praise God for that right now today. But what God wants us to do is he wants us to have the self-denial, to have the self-control, to seek God for those types of things so that we might be more successful as children of God. Read number 26 and 27, please. All right. All right.
So fight I, not as one that beateth the air.
All right.
But I keep under my body.
Yes.
Bring it into subjection.
Yes.
As that any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castle.
May God help us this morning. It says, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. I know where I want to go.
Yeah.
I know how I'm going to have to get there.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, anything that would take away from that, I'm not okay with. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
I think about this. The visual that comes in my mind is somebody in a race and they're all over the track.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way that I see that. They can't even stay in their own lane. You know what? God has given us a lane to stay in.
Yeah.
He said it's one way, it's a straight and a narrow way.
Yes.
He says, few there be that go in there at. And so we have to have our minds centered and focused on staying in that lane,
yes,
staying in that direction, and so that we can get the help that we need,
yes,
to make in order to make heaven our home. May God help us. Therefore, so run. I therefore so run. Not as uncertainly, all right? So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, all right? I'm not in this fight blindly striking out, but I know where God is and I know where the enemy is.
Yeah.
And when I make my blows against the enemy, I want to make sure that they are hitting the enemy. You understand what I'm saying? And so I'm focused on that as well. And then it says, I keep under my body. I bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway. Listen,
yeah,
we're just naturally, as human beings, we love comfort.
Yes.
We love ease. We love things that don't bother us, don't get on our nerves.
Right.
And so many times what will happen is God will allow a test and a trial to come our way that is against all of that.
Right.
May God help us.
Yes.
So God allows a trial to come our way. And it's difficult, and it's hard, and it's uncomfortable, and it's not easy. And what do you think the enemy is going to do in that situation?
Yeah.
What do you think he's going to do?
Right.
He's going to give you some other way, ain't he?
Yes.
Look at this. You can still be a Christian. You can still do great, but you don't have to go through all that. Because that's hard. And that's difficult, and that's not comfortable. It's making you uncomfortable. And so therefore, why don't you just go ahead and take this route? You'll get to heaven this way too. Is that going to work?
No.
May God help us this morning. If it's not God's way, then it's the wrong way, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not going to get to God's heaven going some other way.
That's right.
We're not going to get to God's heaven. If I'm getting my crown and my reward down here, then how am I going to get my crown and reward up there?
Right.
Listen, it's not this ain't fun. This is the unfun part of being a Christian.
Right.
But it's better than going to hell.
That's right.
It's better than living in sin and having that enemy as your master.
Right.
Because he's going to lie to you, then beat you up, and you got hell to look forward to.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? And so this is the better way. God's way is always going to be the better way.
Yes.
And so, Lord, help me to know your way and walk therein that I may be blessed, Lord, that I may be what you would have me to be. May God help us this morning. In verse number 27, if you look at that last portion, it says, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. I take that scripture personally. Not only because I'm a pulpit minister, but even if I wasn't a pulpit minister,
right.
Our lives, we're preaching
yeah.
something, we're teaching something,
yeah.
right? And so what he's saying here is, don't be that one that you talked about it and you pointed people in the right direction,
right.
but you yourself, you went off in the wrong direction and you lost out yourself. It's saying here that that's possible.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. So salvation is living it
yes.
on a daily basis
Amen.
By the grace and help of God. It's not just what we're saying, but it's more importantly what we're doing.
Yeah.
All right? Because what we're doing is what God is looking at.
Yeah.
All right? He wants to know what's in our hearts, and the way that he does that is by looking at our hearts and looking at our actions and seeing if these things are lining up.
Amen.
May God help us this morning. We're going to do a couple comparisons, so I want you to go to in your Bibles, let's see, we're going to read some in Matthew 8, in Luke 9, and in Matthew 16, all right? Because I want us to get what the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ, when he was on this earth, what he said about these things. It's about delayed gratification. It's about, Lord, I'm willing to sacrifice this in order to get that. I wanted to sacrifice what I have in the here and now because I want what's coming. It's going to be better for me. May God help us this morning. Somebody go to Matthew 16 and 24 and read that verse for us, please.
Then said Jesus unto his disciples,
all right.
If any man will come after me,
all right.
let him deny himself
yes.
and take up his cross
all right.
and follow me.
All right, so it says here, Jesus, this is Jesus speaking, all right. He said, then said Jesus unto his disciple, if any man, so that what that does is that go ahead and it does away with I'm special, I'm different, I'm you know, this is anybody and everybody, this is everybody. This is the way you're gonna go to heaven, right? It says, if any man will come after me, what's the first thing it says?
Deny
himself, the self-denial, the delayed gratification, Lord. I still want good things. I might not get my mansion down here. I might not get my Bugatti or whatever it is that's a big deal to me down here. I'm willing to trade that, Lord. I'm willing to deny myself and not seek after those things
yeah.
because I'm seeking for something that is far better, that is far greater
yeah.
than any of all those things.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, if I can just get to heaven. I'm not somebody that wants those things, but even if I did want those things, I'll get those things in heaven.
Right.
If I don't like my house in heaven, I'll come to your house
yeah.
and come visit you. You understand what I'm saying? I won't need a Bugatti because I'll be flying around anyway.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Delayed gratification. It's funny, but I want us to be thinking in those ways because it's important to think in these ways. I don't have to have these things down here.
Yeah.
Why? Because these things are attached to something that's going to burn up. It's
yeah.
not going to last forever.
Yeah.
And so I need to, in my heart and in my mind, be thinking about these things. If I'm going to make heaven my home, I got to be willing to deny myself.
Yeah.
Lord, I would like to have this thing. But Lord, if this is not what you want me to have,
yeah.
then I don't want it, Lord, because I want something that is far greater than anything that I can get
yeah.
down here. May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
Get a hold of that concept. If we're going to make heaven, that's the way we're going. How many people you think the enemy came and said, look at this nice trinket. Look at this nice little thing. I can give you this house. I can give you this car. I can give you this kind of status. How many people you think have been deterred from the way because of those types of things? May God help us this morning. It's important to get a hold of this morning. May God help us this morning. It says here, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. If you don't deny yourself, you're not going to take up your cross. Why? Because the cross is difficult. It's heavy. It's something that you, it doesn't go away. You carry your cross all the way to Calvary, and then you die on it. May God help us this morning. And so if we're going to make heaven our home, we have to understand that I've got to get a delayed gratification mindset. Yes, I'm carrying this cross. Yes, I'm not going to get everything I want, but I'm doing this for a reason and for a purpose. Right. Heaven is my home, and I'm going to get all those things and more over there. Amen. May God help us this morning. Amen. A scripture that parallels this scripture, we're not going to read it this morning, but it's in Matthew 8 and 34, because it's basically the same exact scripture. These are different people selling the same account. Yeah. But I want us to go to Luke and read chapter 9 and read verse number 23. May God help us this morning. Get a hold of what we're trying to say this morning. Devil doesn't want us to preach like this. It's much easier to preach of God's goodness and all of that. And this is that's a part of that too. But you know what? If you're gonna make heaven your home, you're gonna go through something.
Yeah.
You're gonna go through something. He said, if you suffer with me, then you'll reign with me.
Amen.
All right? And so we're going to have to go through some things. And so may God help us this morning. Let's talk about it a little bit. Read Luke 9 and 23.
And he said to them,
all right,
if any man will come after me,
all right,
let him deny himself,
all right,
and take up his cross daily.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I see you already found what we're talking about.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? What is the difference between this scripture and the previous scripture? Daily. It's a daily walk.
Yeah.
Lord, I denied myself yesterday. Lord, I took up my cross yesterday, and that was tough. I had to go through some things. And so today, I want to take today off. He said, we can ask what we will, it'll be done unto us. But we have this to do if we're going to please God.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I'm not feeling like having the cross on me today. Lord, I'm not feeling like denying myself today. But, Lord, you said in your word this is what's going to have to happen.
Yes.
And so, Lord, I'm coming to you right now this morning, Lord. I encourage any child of God, don't end the day and don't start the day without God.
Yes.
When you wake up in the morning sometime in your morning routine, you need to be talking to the Lord about something like this, because you're going to meet with some temptation. You're going to meet with some difficulty. You're going to meet with some trials, some tests. And so you need to have this kind of mindset going into the day. And sometimes, let's be honest, we don't feel like it.
Right.
We just don't feel like it. I don't feel like putting up with no mess today. I don't feel like dealing with no problems today. But what does the word of God say?
Yes.
If I'm going to have that stuff over there, then this is the way I'm going to have to get it. I'm going to have a delayed gratification mindset. And so it says here, take up my cross daily and follow him. All right, let's read another scripture. Let's go to Matthew 16 and 25, and then we'll read Mark 8 and 35. Let's go to Matthew 16, read verse 25. All right?
For whosoever will save his life.
Get a hold of this. All right?
And whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it.
All right, and so he's telling us something here. He's saying if I take my way, how many times have we felt like we want our own way? Lord, I want to do what I want to do on this deal. I don't. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We're fighting the same enemy. We're fighting the same self. We all have a way. We all have something that we would like to do.
Right.
But he said, he's telling us right here that our way is not his way.
Yes.
And if we take our way, then we're going to lose every time.
Yes.
May God help us this morning. So it says here, and read that again, whosoever will save his life is going to lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, my way, my way, if I'm willing to get rid of that and say, Lord, help me, Lord, I'm willing to go through this. I don't like this. I don't appreciate this. This is not fun for me. But Lord, all my blessings that you have stored up for me, I'm not worthy for those things. Lord, help me be faithful today.
Yes.
Be faithful today. You know, the Bible says another thing. It says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. Do you know that what that means is that trial, that present distress that you're in is not always going to be.
That's right.
All of our life is not dreary and sadness and sorrow, but we do have to go through some things.
Yes.
So all of our life is not going to be like that.
Right.
And so we need to remember that as well. But if today is the day that I have to use a little bit more self-denial, if today is the day that I have to give up of my way, and you know that God, sometimes God let us have our way. Did you know that? Sometimes by accident, our way and his way, it goes together.
Right.
May God help us. But if there is a disparity between our way and his way, God help me, Lord, to choose your way. Because
yes.
I want that crown. May God help us this morning. What's the other scripture that goes along with this? Mark 8 and 35. And let's see if there's a little difference here.
For whosoever will save his life shall lose it.
So that sounds the same.
But whosoever shall lose his life.
All right. All right. All right.
The same shall save it.
What is the difference there? He said, you lose your life, you'll save it. If you save your life, you lose it, right? But what's the difference in this scripture? He said, if you do it for my sake, and the other scripture as well. What's the difference?
And the gospel.
May God help us this morning. How many times do we forget that others are looking on and are affected by what we're doing?
Right.
We get so involved in what we want and how things we want to be. And so then we forget that we have a message that we're trying to get out. We got some souls that we need to save. Lord, save my unsaved loved ones. Lord, save them. But I'm going to take my own way, though.
Help us, Lord.
How would that work? How would that work? If I'm taking my way, how am I going to ask God to save my way? He can still save him. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is, am I helping the cause or am I hurting the cause? You see? If I'm not willing to go through what God is allowing me to go through on his terms, in his way, then how am I helping the cause? He said, for my sake and the gospel's. Folks need to be saved. They need to be healed. They need their eyes to be freed from the blindness.
Right.
They need to be unbound from the bondage that they're in.
Yeah.
All right? And so part of what we do as children of God is we further that message, not only by what we say, but our very lives further that message.
Yes.
God is freeing me. God has freed me. He has delivered me. I'm no longer blind. I'm no longer bound. Not only that, I'm willing to delay my gratification. I'm willing to put aside what I want in this life for his sake and for the gospel's sake.
Yes.
May God help us this morning.
Yes.
It's a trade-off.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trade-off. May God help us. I can't choose how I'm going to make heaven my home. I can't do that. I have to choose his way. It's not up to me. I don't get to get my own version of salvation. Everybody that goes to heaven, they come the same way.
Right.
May God help us this morning.
Yeah.
All right. Reading another scripture, we'll almost be finished. I appreciate your time and your attention. I told you I wasn't going to hold you long, but then I got carried away. Pray for me. All right, let's read Matthew 16 and 26, and let's read Mark 8, 36 and 37 together. See if there's any disparity between the two. First, we'll read Matthew 16, 26, and see what it says. Read, please.
For what is a man profited?
All right.
He shall gain the whole.
I want you to pause there for me. I want you to pause there for me and read that all the way up to world again, and then pause again.
For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world?
Mm.
Think about that.
Mm.
This is the extreme of the my way, right? Lord, I don't even want the whole world. I just want what I want.
Right?
But in this scripture, it's talking about what is the benefit?
Right.
What is the profit if I get all that I want?
Right.
If I'm the richest, if I'm the most successful, if I'm the best looking, if I'm the whatever it might be, I've got everything I want and everybody loves me. If I gain the whole world, and what does it say after that?
And lose his own soul.
Lord, help us.
Yes.
Lord, help us.
Yes, amen.
Oh, my Lord.
What is the value of that? Everybody knew me. Everybody, I was famous. I had all this stuff.
Right.
And I, whatever I wanted, I got it.
Right.
Let's just say we live to be 1,000 years old, which ain't gonna happen.
Right.
And every day was what I wanted, every single day, my way. But then at the end of it, though.
Right.
And the devil is so crafty, he will try to tempt us with something much less than the whole world.
Right.
He got people lost behind nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Oh God, have mercy.
I couldn't wait to have it. And so I wanted it now, and I wanted it my way. Look, you know the song? I think there's a guy named Frank Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
He sang a song about that.
Yeah.
He said, I did it my way. What you gonna say in the judgment?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Yeah.
What do I have to have? Well, if I don't get it, then I ain't gonna be saved.
Right.
That's the question.
Yeah.
That's what we want to be thinking about this morning. If I don't get this, then I'm not, I ain't going to go God's way no more. I'm going to do something different. You see? That's the question. What we have to do is we have to get a hold of what is most important.
Yes.
And then value that. Be willing to wait. Be willing to deny ourselves. Listen, all of these things that God is telling us to do, y'all know the scripture. What does it say in Ephesians? I think it's 2:13. For it is God that worketh in us, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. He's saying, this is what I want you to do, and I'm going to help you to do it. All you got to do is ask me and then let me help you do it. That's what he's saying. Right? And so it can be done. All of these things can be done. But what the enemy wants to do is he wants to say, well look at all these other people and they're getting their stuff and I would caution you to beware and to be careful of those that say, I'm doing it my way and I'm still gonna go to heaven.
Wow.
The Bible don't teach that. It's not in here.
Right.
It's not in here. You understand? It's not in here. So Lord, help me, Lord, to humble a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Consecrate a little bit, Lord. My life, my Lord, I give to thee.
Yeah.
My talent, time, and all.
Yeah.
I'll serve thee, Lord. Thine own to be. I'll hear thy faintest call.
Yeah.
In other words, I'm listening, Lord. I want to make sure that I'm in your way. I'm doing things how you want me to do it, Lord.
Yeah.
Why? Because I've got heaven at stake, and I don't want to lose out on that.
Right.
I don't want to lose out on that. And I especially don't want you lose out on that for some little old bitty earthly bound stuff that don't even matter no more. I'm not even going to get to the rest of this, but I want us to read one more scripture. And it's in Matthew 6:19-20. It's a familiar scripture. Listen, delayed gratification is what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. I'm not going to get to my goal in a natural sense, and I'm not going to get to my goal in a spiritual sense if I'm not willing to deny myself, to be temperate, to ask God to help me to accept what He has, His providence in my life.
Yes.
God has a will and a purpose for your life and my life. And if I'm not willing to accept that, and I'm looking for something other than what He has allowed in my life, then I'm not going to make it.
Right.
Lord, help us. Read that scripture for us. May God help us this morning.
Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth,
okay,
where moth and rust doth corrupt.
Stop there, please. Stop there and let's get a hold of it. Let's get a hold of that. Lay not up for yourselves treasures on this earth, right? Because what? Well, what is it talking about, the moths and the thieves? What is that talking about? What? Thank you. Thank you. Huh? She said it deteriorates. It doesn't last. It can't last. Even if it did last, it ain't gonna last.
Right.
Because if you believe this word right here, what does it say about the earth and what's going to happen to it in that last great day? Mm-hmm. The earth shall melt with fervent heat. The heavens pass away.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And so it's going to burn up. And all. So my way is, myself, my immediate gratification is directly tied to things down here.
Yeah. Yes.
All of that is tied to things of this earth. But the scripture says, don't put your value in those things.
Right.
Because the moths can get to them and the thieves can take them. Or then you can just pass away and you think you're leaving it to somebody else. But what about what happens in their life? They're not in control of that.
Yes.
Lord, I want to get all this money because I want to leave it for my children. That would be nice, but I don't know what God's will and purpose is for their life.
Right.
I know what my role is. My role is to prepare them and train them and teach them to reverence and fear and love God.
Yes.
And then when He comes with His will and purpose for their life, it may not be to give them $1 million so they can sit back on their ease and go through their life. They got to go to heaven too.
Right.
So my job is not to set them up for success eternally. That's not my job. If God blesses you with something, I'm good with that, and I'm thankful for that. But I don't believe that's God's will and purpose for that, so that they don't have any trials and any tests in their life. They just buy their way through life. No, if you value that money, you value those things, and where your treasure is, there will your heart be also.
Yeah.
And so you can't have both. You can't be in love with the money and the things and then be in love with God too.
Right.
How you gonna do that?
You can't do it.
He says you can't serve God and mammon.
Right.
Read the rest of it, please. I'm sorry.
And where thieves break through and steal.
Okay.
But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through.
May God help us. May God help us. That's what this whole message is about. That's delayed gratification.
Mm-hmm.
My mind is, I want my mind to be focused on, may God help us, on a daily basis,
mm-hmm,
what is God's will in my life?
Yes.
Right? And then, Lord, help me to do your will.
Yes.
Okay. And then tomorrow, when it comes again, same thing.
Yes.
Until I leave here.
Yes.
Because my goal and my aim and my purpose is to please God.
Yes.
More than anything.
Right.
Because whatever I don't get here, If God don't never heal my leg where I can dunk the ball again, I still want to go to heaven.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
If I can retire at whatever age people want to retire at and sail off into the sunset fishing daily, I still want to go to heaven.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? This is what it's about. And so sometimes we need to be reminded.
Yes.
We need to be stirred up about these types of things so we can remember what it's all about. It's not about me.
Yes.
It's not about me. It's about Him.
Yes.
It's about pleasing him.
Yes.
So that in the end, ultimately, I'll get what I want.
Yes.
I may not get it down here. Some of what I want, I'm going to get down here because he loves us. I don't think God can help it. I don't. He talks about himself as our heavenly father, and me as a father, sometimes, if my kid asks me something enough times with the right look on his face, it's tough. Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's hard. You know, mama, you tell him no. Go ask your mama. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they know that. God loves us, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why he went to prepare a place for us.
Yeah.
Right? But we have to, and I'm going to say this briefly. I know I said I was going to sit down. I'm sorry. Just get this. I'm not going to read it, but it's in there. Just trust me. Read in the same chapters that we're reading it, and you'll get to it. He talks about being ashamed of him.
Right.
Sometimes we're embarrassed to be Christians. I'm going to say it again. Oh, yeah, you know I was going to say it again. Sometimes I'm embarrassed to be a Christian.
Right.
I don't want to stand out.
Right.
I don't want to look different. I don't want to be singled out. And so what everybody else is doing, let me hide over here in the corner. And he said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to leave you with this question. All right? I appreciate your time and your attention. I appreciate your love and your prayers for me. Continue to pray for me. I'll be praying for you. But I want to say this. What is it to be embarrassed about?
Right.
Not nary one of us, when we make heaven our home,
yeah.
Not nary one of us going to be ashamed of nothing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Amen. May God help us.
Yeah.
I hope that we got the point. The devil, I want you to know the devil fought us this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
But y'all prayed for us, and y'all kept our hearts encouraged.
Yeah.
And I thank God for that. And the word of God went forth anyway.
Yeah.
I want you to pray for me because I got to do this stuff too.
Yeah.
And the devil, he's listening. And
right.
He wants to oppose me.
Right.
He wants me to take an alternate route. And then he'll come back and tell everybody else. See, he said all that. Couldn't he do it himself?
Right.
One day at a time, sweet Jesus.
Amen.
One day, 1 minute, 1 hour, whatever it might be. I want to make heaven my home.
Yes, yes.
So I'm asking you to pray for me. And like I said before, I'm not just saying that.
Yes.
I don't care if it's a 2 second prayer. Lord, help Brother Henry.
Yes.
Please do that.
Yeah.
Because the enemy wants to destroy me. And know this, while you're praying for me, I'm praying for you too.
Amen.
Pray for the child of God. Lord, I said, Lord, help the child of God.
Yeah.
Those that are endeavoring to live saved, Lord, I want you to help them.
Amen.
Lift them up, encourage their heart. Rebuke and bind the powers of Satan of hell that have come against them. We're in this together. We want to make heaven our home.
Amen.
All right? So you pray for me. I'm going to be praying for you. I thank you for your time and your attention and your prayers.